In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The parable today about the rich man and Lazarus has a lot of deep theological meanings to it. It's an interesting thing to talk about, but a pastor has only so much time. And I want to look at this parable in the same way that I ask you to look at the Gospels that you should be reading every day. And I talk about that almost every Sunday, almost every service, because it's very important. You need to read the Gospels because they will teach you the kind of person you should be. They will help you to transform into that person. So they're not just words, they are life. And there's a lot of theology in the Gospels, dogma in the Gospels. You should understand that. But that is not the point of reading the Gospels, to understand the dogma. The point of reading the Gospels is to meet Christ and to change to be like Him. And so this parable, which has lots and lots of deep theology, lots of symbolism in it, talks about hell, has the doctrine of the fact that hell is permanent torment is in this parable. You could talk about how this parable cannot be taken literally in every single sense. No parable can be taken literally in every single sense, because then it becomes absurd. There are a lot of things to talk about, but this, I think, is the most important thing. What Abraham said to the rich man, the nameless rich man, by the way, he had a name in this world, but no name in the next, because he was damned. He said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented." This is the most important thing to know about this parable. Everything you do in life is a choice. It might not appear to be a choice, but it is. Your priorities are a choice. Your attitudes are a choice. The things that you think are important or not important are a choice. Of course, there are direct choices, like deciding to do this or do that, to say something evil about someone or to hold your tongue, to steal or not to steal, to lust or not to lust. But most of our life is encompassed by our attitudes and our priorities. And as a pastor, I see that many times a person does not understand about the eternal choices that they are making in this temporal time. So a person would say, "I don't have any time to pray." The better thing to say is, "I only have a little bit of time to pray, because after that I will be dead." And then comes the judgment. A person says that, "I can't do this because of this problem, or I want this, or I want that." They're always making choices, but we must make the right choices. We can receive good things in this life. If you are proud and you want to have people say good things about you, then get an education in a special school and become some sort of important business person or a politician. Indulge your passion. And you will receive good things in this life. But if you humble yourself, you'll receive bad things in this life many times. But you'll receive good things in the next life. The problem is we don't think eternally. We're temporal creatures, but also eternal creatures. We're sort of in between. Because right now we're living temporally, right? The day goes on. The sun goes up, the sun goes down, it becomes dark, another day begins the next morning. Everything is temporary. Things that existed before are gone now. We get older, our children grow, we have a relationship that's good and then it becomes bad, or vice versa. Things are constantly changing. We're in a temporal state of existence. We can especially see this with our prayer. We might pray well for a little while, and then we don't pray so well. It's very hard to maintain good habits. But we are also eternal creatures, because the things that we do now do affect our eternal life. The epistle that is for Saint Artemius today is the one about a soldier. And it says, Saint Paul saying to Timothy, a soldier, a good soldier, does not entangle himself in earthly affairs, because he serves his king. That's his job, that's his purpose, and that's what he does. We also serve a king. And our job and our purpose is to know this king by becoming like him, by living eternally now. Remember, the Lord said, the kingdom of heaven is within you at the very beginning of his ministry. Heaven is not some far off place. Heaven is what you become so that you can be with God. So you must be making choices every day. This is why I tell you to read the Gospels. I don't find anything better than the Gospels to reshape the way I think. It's a slow, difficult process, but it happens. And one other great thing about reading the Gospels is that you read them enough, and they're very familiar to you. And they come to mind when you need them, all the time. So, in your reading of the Gospels, you should be trying to change your attitudes, your priorities. That's the most important thing. And to learn to think eternally. This rich man, this unnamed rich man, no longer rich, he didn't think eternally. Most likely, he was not a completely terrible guy. He probably gave alms, just not to Lazarus. He didn't know Lazarus' name. But he didn't think about eternity. He lived sumptuously every day. So he had his good things in life. And Abraham says, now you have bad things. We should learn to think ascetically. Asceticism is not that you wear a hair shirt or don't eat anything but bread and water for days. That's not asceticism. Asceticism is something that every Christian should practice. And that is that you should be like a soldier, willing to endure hardness, as the second epistle said, and willing to focus yourself on what is most needful, which is your salvation, which is to be like Christ. That's the most important thing. This is what this parable says. And there is, of course, a great and terrible consequence to those who do not live eternally in this temporal life. There is hell. Hell will surprise some people. Some people won't be so surprised, but an awful lot of people are going to be surprised, because they're going to be like those people at the end of St. Matthew's Gospel, or near the end, 25th chapter, where he talks about that people would say, when did I see you hungry, or thirsty, or sick, or in prison, or naked? They were not thinking eternally, so they didn't see people that were right in front of them. That's what makes you see the ills of the world, by the way, is thinking eternally. You are here for a purpose, an eternal purpose. Even though you are a temporal changing being in terms of your biology, you were born for eternity. And we must think in this way and understand that there are good things in this world and bad things in this world. And the priority should not be to have good things in this world. The priority should be to know God and to become like him. That doesn't mean we have no good things, but we certainly shouldn't pursue them. This is the lesson of this parable. Now, at the end of the parable, there is something really terrible that is said, very frightening, It reminds me of the Gergesenes and the people of the Gergesenes who had all of their pigs die because their pigs became possessed when one of their own was healed by the Lord, and those demons went into the pigs and the pigs were drowned. They went to the Lord and they said, "Leave us," and he did. That's because they didn't recognize him. They didn't know him for who he was. That's because they were living only for themselves. I'm sure they were kind to their children and things like that. They weren't overtly evil people, but they weren't living for eternity. They were living only for the temporary. And so at the end of this parable, Abraham tells the rich man concerning his brothers, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, even though one rose from the dead." And that's very, very true. Because one has risen from the dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And a lot of people don't hear him. A lot of people that walk through the door of a church don't hear him because they live in a temporary way. Don't do that. I beg of you, as your pastor, pick up the gospel every day and read it. And pray every day. And do those things so that you can change. So that the stuff in you that is temporary becomes eternal. So that you have the right attitude concerning things. So that you learn to be like a soldier. Not like some sort of wimpy modern person who can't take anything that's difficult. You must learn to bear hardness for the sake of Christ. This is not a message that most people like, but it is the message of life. Do what is right, not what is expedient. Live eternally. That's what this gospel is teaching. There are good things in life and bad things in life, and good things and bad things in eternity. If you pursue good things in life, you will not have the good things in eternity. And that's the gospel truth. May God bless us and help us in all things. Amen.